Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
Welcome to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal, where our goal is to change the way you practice dentistry by helping you achieve clinical, financial, and personal balance. Now, here's your host, T-Bone.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Ask T-Bone on the T-Bone Speaks podcast. I want to thank each of you for listening, and today I'd like to begin by inviting you to join my email list. There is so much more content that I put out that is beyond the podcast, and so much content that I put out in the past that is available through my email newsletter. So if you take the opportunity to simply text the word T-Bone Speaks, that's T-B-O-N-E, speaks, S-P-E-A-K-S, to the cell phone number 44222. You'll be automatically entered into my email list and receive future exclusive content and other content directly to your inbox. Again, that is T-Bone Speaks, T-B-O-N-E-S-P-E-A-K-S, to the number 44222. I would greatly appreciate that. So why don't you take a moment to do that right now? I'll hit pause, and that way you guys can go ahead and text T-Bone Speaks to 44222. Okay, so thank you for taking a moment to do that. I greatly appreciate it. Today, we have been submitted a question from Simon, and his question is, in your most recent podcast, you mentioned the possibility of billing medical insurance for CBCT. I am on the verge of buying a CBCT and would love to know more about how to file medical for it. What codes do you use? How long does reimbursement usually take? Are toothaches a medically necessary reason for taking a scan? Any other info on this topic that you think is important would be appreciated. Thanks. So, Simon, thank you for submitting the question. So let's talk about that. And the truth is, listen, I hope that we don't expect to learn medical billing for dental over a podcast or over a 10-minute podcast, certainly. But let me kind of go through some things here. So in a recent episode, I believe, if I remember correctly, it's episode 7, Medical Billing, What You're Missing If You're Not Doing It, Chuck and I interviewed Hutan Shahidi. So I would certainly encourage you, if you have not listened to that, to go ahead and listen to that episode. And we dive into a little bit deeper on terms of what can be medical billed and things like that. But listen, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that if you listen to that podcast, you're ready to medical bill. There's so much involved in it, but I want to answer the questions that you have. So let's start with this. What are some of the things that we are medical billing for in our practice? Now, this is not an exhaustive list because I'm certainly not billing medical for as many things as I would like to be billing medical for, or for as many things that it's possible. I pick and choose the low-hanging fruit, to be quite honest with you. Those things that are pretty common in our practice and those things that are relatively easy for us to handle. So exams, radiographs, specifically 3D radiographs. We're billing for sleep apnea appliances. We're billing for occlusal appliances, occlusal orthotics and guards, TMD appliances. We're billing for bone grafting. We're billing for implant failures and implant removals. We're billing for trauma cases. We're billing for perio cases when there's medical necessity. So those are the pretty most basic things that we're billing for under medical. Now, what codes do we use? To be completely honest with you, I don't have the codes memorized, but all you got to do is go on the Google and do a search for dental to medical cross-coding, and the Medicare website will pop up, and it will give you a download, all the dental codes converted into medical codes. So actually what I'll do for you guys is we will put a link to the medical, converting the dental to medical codes. I'll just put that link in our show notes so that you can get that. And all you got to do is visit the website, visit the podcast page, and you can get that there. So that way you don't have to go searching for it. We'll make it available for you. Now, so that's, you know, kind of give you an idea there, what codes. So in terms of the codes specifically for CBCT, there are two codes. One is going to be for the actual scan itself, and the other code is going to be for the interpretation of the scan. That does not mean you have to have a radiologist professionally read the scan. That is for the interpretation of the scan by the dentist. So those are the two codes that we'll use for the CBCT. Now, if you take a closer look in the coding book, there'll be different CBCT codes based on the volume size that is there. So here are the exact codes that we're using. For the 3D scan itself, it's 70486. For the 3D interpretation, it's 76376. So those are the codes that we're using for the CBCT itself. So how long does reimbursement usually take? Unlike dental, where it's pretty straightforward, medical can take a little bit longer. So maybe up to 60 days is what I would say you should expect for reimbursement. Now, when you talk about reimbursement, well, what I would also like to mention is that we are finding in our practice that CBCT is a payable procedure, but is paid in our practice about 15 to 20% of the time. So in other words, you have to truly find medical necessity for that. And that's where the ICD-10 diagnosis codes come in. And that's where, when you review your volume, which you should be doing anyway, finding the medical necessity and the reasons that you took the CBCT. So if you don't have a reason to take the CBCT and you just took it because that's part of your practice protocol, which I have no problem with, then don't expect medical insurance to pay for it unless there's a reason, a medical diagnosis that goes along with it. So do understand that. Now, are toothaches a medical necessity, reason to take a scan? No, not exactly. So toothaches aren't, but some toothaches reveal a medical reason. For example, if you have a toothache on a tooth number 3, for example, and it has sinus involvement, there could be, you know, significant sinus issues there. And that can often provide you with a medical necessity that can justify the scan. Now, ultimately, it is up to the medical insurance or the medical carrier and the plan provisions whether or not they are going to allow that claim to be a payable claim. So hopefully that kind of understands. So now the other question was, you know, other topic on this, you know, here's what I believe. I believe the cone beam machine is essentially a no-cost machine because it's quite easy to get reimbursed through medical for exams and x-rays and the diagnosis that you find with it and the implant and the sleep apnea, the TMD work. There's so much that you can do with this that it's a no-brainer. So I encourage you and hope you luck on your journey with CBCT. Certainly, I am biased towards the Sirona products. So I hope you buy a Sirona product, and then I am biased towards our training on the Sirona products. So we hope to see you at our training programs in the future. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for listening to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal. Remember to keep striving for excellence, and we'll catch you on the next episode.